Good morning. I'm Peter Inch, along with Murray Stark and Jamie Weisler. We are the co-hosts of the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning. We thank you for listening today. Hope you'll be able to listen every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 as we provide you, our listeners, with some information about your heating, air conditioning, and a little bit about curling. But most important, those phone lines are open, so give us a call at 519-643-2222 or 1-866-354-8255 with your questions, and we will be happy to answer them. We are the two-time Consumer's Choice Award winner in the category of Air Conditioning and Heating Contractor. And we made a big boost. We're up 12 following us on Facebook to 751 people.
Great news.
We need more.
How many more?
We need to get to 1,000, and then I'll try to get to 2,000. How are you guys doing?
Doing great. Great start to a day. Beautiful day, it looks like, outside. So, yeah, fantastic.
Absolutely. Yeah, we'll take these. No mosquitoes.
And I see you... Now, do you call that a truck or a car or what do you call it?
I call it a Willys.
A Willys.
And we just leave it at that. So.
Okay. So you drove the Willys in from St. Thomas?
I did, yeah.
Now, I'm trying to think. When it's not painted, what do they call that?
It's called patina.
Patina.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's called money saving.
But it looks good. Yeah. Now, did you clear coat it?
Nope.
Nope.
Just left it as it is, just like it was out of Oklahoma.
Yeah. So it will slowly change a little bit, but not much.
Yep. Just like me. It will age to beauty.
Yeah. Age to beauty. All right. Now, Murray, you were this week, you were down at Western Fair to an event that we are a sponsor of. So tell us a little bit about that.
Well, the Western Fair closes down for a period of time on Wednesday mornings and the first part of the afternoon. It's a sensory-friendly event for children 3 to 12 with special needs. So, yeah, we are a sponsor of that. We had a couple of our vehicles down there. We had Dean was down with his Jeep just outside talking to people. And then inside, Luke and I were in. With the inflatable curling rink and another vehicle inside there. So, yeah, no, it was a great great day, great event. Certainly met a lot of kids, parents and caregivers. And, yeah, it was just a great time. I did it last year, and certainly I was wanting to be a part of it again this year.
Yeah, and this is something Western Fair does. They open up their doors from about 10 until 3 to allow everyone to come in without noise, without lights, and without the big crowds.
Yeah.
Now you have to call them to get a ticket. It is not, you know, the gates open up and everybody can come in. It has to be given a ticket to get in the doors.
Yeah, much quieter. That's what I noticed just walking around outside for a period of time. It's not like the traditional fair that, you know, you're right, with the crowds and the amusements, just all the noise that there is. It was just toned right down. So, yeah, no, it was a great, great day.
And they gave them a lunch, I understand, as well, when they came in, and some shows.
Exactly. Lunch was provided. We were right beside. They had a dog show on. There were some acrobats also, and I think Hoo Hoo or Doo Doo the Clown was there, and then a juggler. So, just a great time, and just to see the smiles on the kids and the competitiveness, of course, at our curling rink with the kids, with parents and the caregivers, kind of battling it out with the rocks. Thoroughly enjoyed it.
Yeah, and that was our street curling game, which if you're in St. Thomas on the 23rd, we're going to be at Gear Links Home Hardware with the street curling from roughly 8 to 4 time frame there. So come out, give it a try, learn a little bit about curling. The St. Thomas Curling Club is who's going to be hosting that. So we'll bring over the street curling game for them and use that. Have you ever curled, Jamie?
I curled back in high school. That was a couple of days ago.
So you should come back into it. Now you have the time.
Yes. I have a little bit extra time sometimes.
Tuesday night.
Yeah.
Well, now that we have injuries on two of our players, yes, with Dan and Bill,
yeah,
and we're what did we say, depleting fast as it goes.
And now you're recruiting.
Yes, we are. So now also on our Facebook page, so if you go to Peter Inch and Associates Facebook page, we are now, or the voting is now happening for the Community Votes London 2023, and the voting starts with nominations. So you have to go and vote for us to be nominated to get into the final group, and then the voting happens for the final group. So on our Facebook page, we made it very easy. You can click the link, and we're nominating or would like to be nominated under the air conditioning, cleaning and repair, that's in the service category. Also the furnace repair and maintenance, which is in the service category. And then in the home builders and contractors category, we can be nominated under the gas fitting and piping, as well as the heating and cooling in your home. So there's four places. If you wouldn't mind just going and nominating us, we'd greatly appreciate it. It's just easy to go to the Peter Inch & Associates Facebook page, and Vanessa has made a link that you can click on, and will take you right to there, and it's just four clicks, and you're done.
So, and there's nothing for the sales side of that?
There isn't. They really look at the heating and cooling in your home as being the sales installing. These two service categories are new this year. So I think they've tried to separate it out a little bit, but and you can vote once a day. So, you know, go back and keep voting for us. We'd greatly appreciate it. It would work out very well.
I was just trying to put one in there for Murray.
Oh, I appreciate it.
Yeah. Yep. Well, they'd one day we'll all have our own category, hopefully. Sales, management, you know, we'll try to get that all in there, but you're listening to the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning, and we will be right back. Name the singer?
No.
No.
No, no, not at all.
No.
Any guess on what the theme is this week?
Wow, those words were powerful in that song. I'm stumped. I have no idea.
Yeah, I'm just going to hold back for
now. Hold back a little bit late and wait for the second and the third one. Before, yeah. All right. Now, Murray, you got a shout-out to a customer of ours?
Oh, I do, yes. Yesterday, I was doing a post-visit. We call it our happy call, where we come back to a customer after an installation just to visit with them. We have some paperwork, warranty paperwork, and just to just see how the installation went and any questions that they may have. Jim and Brenda Seaton had a great time with them yesterday. We replaced their water heater. It was very, very hot. The original water heater did not have a mixing valve, and so we installed a brand new power vent water heater for them. But also, Jim just took me aside. Jim is disabled. Used to previously work with London Life in the printing room, but Jim took me aside and showed me how he operates his computer. So when I initially met Jim, he had a little bit of a chip in his lens and his glasses, and he's able to control the computer. I was just amazed yesterday when he showed me how he could navigate, just as we would navigate through Google and Facebook and so on, how he can do it by looking in the camera. And his glasses, as I say, have this chip. So, I thoroughly enjoyed that time with both Jim and Brendan. Just want to extend my appreciation and thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Jim and Brenda, very much for the business. We appreciate that. When we come back, I'm going to jump to Jamie on your question, but we've got a caller Hey, Todd, go ahead with your question.
Yes, I want to know, how can I keep my air conditioner cool in the summer?
How do you keep the air conditioner cool or your home cool?
My home cool, and because I want to keep my apartment cool.
Okay. And do you have window air conditioners there now, or do you have what we call a unit that goes through ductwork into your apartment?
Yes, unit.
Okay. So the first thing we'd say to help keep it cool is to make sure that you have a maintenance done on it so okay. that the unit is clean, the filter is clean so that it's getting enough airflow through it to get out to all areas of the apartment to keep it cool.
Okay.
If the filter is plugged or the unit itself is plugged, then it won't be working up to the efficiency it can, which then will affect how cold it can get in your apartment.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. The only other thing I'd say is keeping blinds closed or, you know, if the sun comes in the morning, keep the blinds closed in the morning. If the sun comes in the afternoon, keep the blinds closed in the afternoon.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks, Todd.
Okay, bye.
Bye. So it's the same thing on a window air conditioner. If Todd's unit was heated by a window air conditioner, that they should be done that way as well, having it maintained, having the filter cleaned. Mm. I think we have another caller in by the name of Steve. This wouldn't be missing Steve Gilbert, would it be?
Well, I just thought that, you know, I've been listening to the program because I wanted to hear how great it was. And I just was noticing that you didn't tell anybody where I was.
Well,
we haven't gotten there
yet. I'm not sure where you are. as you told me on the golf course, and my golf game went all awful, that you weren't going to be here. But
right, yes.
So where are you at this moment?
I am just coming into Toronto at this moment, and I've got another 5.5 hours to go.
And where are you heading to?
I'm headed to Montreal. There's, as you know, the HRAI Heating, Refrigerating, Air Conditioning Institute. Their AGM is in Montreal this year, so I'm going to go and learn all about climate change and sustainability and decarbonization and electrification, all that kind of stuff.
I'll just keep that comment to myself.
Yeah. and isn't there a special speaker that you're looking forward to see, Steve?
There is. There's a climate change activist by the name of Ken Dryden, retired goaltender for the Montreal Canadiens. He's speaking tomorrow morning, so I'm really looking forward to that.
And you're going to get us all signed, autographed pictures of him for him, you know, because these guys had to come in to replace you today.
Be the least you could do.
If he is giving autographs, I will certainly try and get one from him. Yes.
Yeah, make sure mine says the best radio show personality. You know, just make sure it's signed that one. Because you notice it's taken two guys to replace you. So.
I see that. Yes, I'm honored that they have both stepped up and are doing a great job representing me.
And have we answered any questions wrong so far?
Nope. So far, so good. Yeah, it's all good. Thank you.
Do you want to guess on the theme of the songs?
I have no idea what song that was. I'm sorry. And, I'm going to turn this over to Jamie Weisler.
Yeah.
Was Fearless Soul was the singer.
Okay.
So, I jumped from the 70s, Steve, moved it up a little bit. So.
I've never heard of Fearless Soul, so I'm behind the eight ball already.
Well, listen, their next song is Fearless Soul as well. So.
Oh, geez. I'm going to have to Google that now.
Can I make a request that maybe Jamie Weisler pick some music sometime?
Well, maybe we'll get him to pick next week for you, since I'll be at Gear Links with the street curling.
Oh, that's right, and I get to host the show next week.
That's right.
Sure, that'd be fine. Yeah. Jamie can pick music for me.
Okay.
Very good.
Well,
I'll see what I can do.
Got to be in by Wednesday to Steve so he can send it in to the producers.
Okay.
Safe drive and enjoy your time in Montreal. practice your French.
Yes.
While you're there.
Okay.
Okay.
And I will see you back at the office on Thursday.
Okay.
Thank you, Steve. Thanks, Steve.
Safe travel, thanks. Steve.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Yeah, it must be nice to be able to go to Montreal. Yeah. So, yeah. Well, I want to read this out. Robert gave us a 5-star Google review. Just had a complete new HVAC installed, heat pump AC furnace. Very impressed with the crew, from Dean, the sales rep, to Luke and Jordan, the installers. All went according to plan and on time. A real customer service experience like companies used to provide. Well done, Peter Inch and Associates. So good job, Luke, Jordan, and Dean, for looking after Robert. And thank you, Robert, for sending us in that review. Now, on Monday, they might have saw a whole bunch of vehicles driving up Clark Side Road.
Yes.
Yeah, what were we doing?
Well, we were doing a video and picture shoot for our marketing at Peter Inch and Associates. So we spent majority of the morning. Hudson Boats allowed us to use their parking area there. That was our photo shoot area. And then, quite busy all morning. We had drones in the air taking aerial shots and drive-bys and still shots. So, yeah, it was quite something.
Yep. So look for that. Again, follow us on Facebook, and you'll start to see some of that probably in the next 30 days show up. And if you followed us on Facebook, you would have saw you had an opportunity to win tickets to Western Fair, which we've handed out. But you also would see that we're giving away Knights tickets throughout the season. So make sure you're following us. Opportunity to win those Knights tickets. I think the first set is... 2 tickets for September 29th game, but definitely make sure you're checking that out. Now, you had an interesting thing with your tankless water heater.
Yes.
So give us a little story on that.
Well, without going in too much detail, unfortunately, I am not having my stuff serviced by the Peter Inch Group, which is...
You're in a rental contract.
I'm in a rental contract, so I'm bound by that. And I had to contact that company and ask them why they had not yet done a service on my tankless water heater, to which they said that they didn't need to. And then, of course, I knew better from listening to this show and hearing from Steve's accounts of his cold shower days. And I finally convinced them that, yes, they needed to come and do that. But it certainly took me aback to why am I having to, as a customer, make that initial call, when I know that when you guys were handling my stuff, that was not the way it was. So.
No, and the manufacturers do recommend, because we just took a training course on a brand that we didn't sell, but and they definitely said, you know, minimum every 2 years, this thing needs to be flushed, and they talked about what to use to flush it. So for companies to be out there saying you don't need to flush a tankless, they're not looking at the manufacturer or really doing what's right. So that is too bad.
Yeah. And I remember the story of Peter or of Steve and his wife having a shower and it turning cold on him because they had neglected that by sheer forgetfulness, nothing more than that. But
yeah, and that was only 3 years that he had done that, and it had finally shut down, sensors and everything kicked in. So get your tankless flushed. It's something that needs to be done. You're listening to the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning, and we'll be right back.
I will take a chance to be who I'm meant to be. I won't let fear keep trying. It's time for me to make a change, to start living the life I want.
You guys are looking puzzled.
I'm actually just listening to her voice. It does have a very good voice.
Yeah, very good. I will wait for the third song and see. But we want to congratulate Team Mulima, who was in our studios a few weeks back. They're a junior team under 21 that we're sponsoring, and they won the Junior Grand Slam down in Kitchener-Waterloo. So congratulations to them, and they're curling again. I don't know when they go to school, but they're curling again this weekend, so we'll see how they'll do. But, you know, they've been – I can watch it live on Facebook. But so congratulations to them. Hope they do well this weekend, and we're going to head back to the phones. We got Todd. Go ahead, Todd, with your question.
Yes, I want to know when – how do I get free Knights tickets? Because I really want to go to the opener.
So
how do I do that?
So what you have to do is go to Peter Inch and Associates Facebook page. And
I don't have a Facebook.
Okay, that will be a challenge. That's the only place that we have the tickets on. So if you have a friend or somebody like that who can log on and enter you in, but it's all done through the Peter Inch and Associates Facebook page.
Okay. Okay, bye.
All right. Thanks, Todd. And that will, you know, after we give away the 29th tickets, you know, we'll put up the next pair that we have. And so keep paying attention on that page. But we better get to some questions here out of our mailbag.
So, yeah, I have one here, Peter. It says, should I wait to book my furnace tune-up or wait till it gets colder? When is the opportune time?
So a furnace can be tuned up any time in 12 months. It doesn't have to be cold, doesn't have to be at the start of the season. It can be at any point. So we do a lot of maintenances in June and July and August, September. To check it so that you have time if it needs to be replaced. We don't want to come out in the cold weather to do a maintenance and end up turning your furnace off. I think you lived through that in your garage where it took a while for us to get the water heater and get that put in, and it's not a pleasant time to be without heat.
No.
So that's why I say if we look at it in, you know, April, March, anytime in there, or we look at it in September, October, or we can look at it in January. You know, it used to be you got your car tuned up when you were going to go on a long road trip.
Yes.
Well, a long road trip for your furnace is that January, February. So that's why I say it can be maintained anytime in the 12 months, but get it looked at before you really need it. That's all I would say.
And do you guys schedule a yearly maintenance? So, like, if I'm a customer of yours, you can say, yes, Jamie, we're going to be at your house every June 1st.
Yep, definitely. And that's what we're getting now, you know, and thanks to all of our listeners. Our ad, you know, get your furnace tuned up and the air conditioner for free has been very successful. The challenge is we booked all 900 of our maintenances last year already booked in. So when people are calling in, we're going, well, we can't see it till October 10th. And they're going, well, you know, why can't you get up? Well, it's because we've looked after our customers. So like you say, when we're out doing a maintenance, if you're on a plan with us, we book next year so that you don't get caught where we're busy and we can't get there.
Right.
But we've got four guys that are working hard and late at night to make sure these things get done. But definitely get on that yearly with us and pre-booked. It's like your dentist appointment.
Right.
You get a little card or a magnet that tells you when we're coming back next year.
And it's just one less thing that I have to worry about as a homeowner.
Yeah.
Right.
Because that's, you know, we're all busy and things, you know, like every once in a while I go, did I pay my curling dues? You know, like you start trying to think of whether you've done everything. And with this, it's just I go down and there's a magnet on my furnace and I look at it and go, oh, they're coming in a week or they're coming in two. And you get notice 24 hours before we come. You'll get an email that will show the picture of the technician. And a lot of times Vanessa is phoning ahead because we don't want to ever go to a door and knock on it and nobody's home.
Right.
Because then that spot is lost and we couldn't look after somebody. So
the picture's a neat idea.
Yeah.
Right. That allows the customer to see who's they can expect to have at their door. So that's
Yeah, except that we got to make sure the guys shave, you know, because the pitcher shows them shows them shaved, and then they show up unshaven.
Yeah,
and it doesn't quite look like that pitcher. Yeah. You know, what are we going to do?
Yeah. So. And the same is for us comfort advisors also. So when we're going to call the customer, we'll have that visual picture, for example, of myself.
That's a great idea. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
So the... I lost my train of thought there. The Hometown Hero nominations. Murray, you want to, that was your brainchild. So you want to run through a little bit about the Hometown Hero?
Yeah, the Hometown Hero is recognizing people in our community, London, St. Thomas, surrounding area, that are just really giving into the community. So we're always open for people to either call us, email us, with people that they see that are just doing things within our community, helping others, serving others. So that's really what that is about.
And where can they send in nominations?
They can send in to our email or call directly into our office, and then we'll certainly follow up with them.
So you can send it to inchbyinch@peterinch.ca, or you can give our office a call at 226-499-3752 if you have any nominations there. Next, what's our mailbag?
I have a question here. When should I turn on my humidifier?
And what do you what do you guys think the answer is?
I'm going to let Jamie answer this one.
Well, it's we turned it on in the summer, a dehumidifier, to get rid of the water out of our air.
Yeah.
So in the winter, as we get shutting things down and closing things up, and the air becomes drier, this time of year, into the fall, October-ish kind of time.
Yeah. What I say is, if you're going to turn your furnace on, so if you're going to flip it to heat, then turn the humidifier on. Because now, the only time the humidifier will work is if the burner is burning and producing heat to your house. So if you've got it on air conditioning, don't turn it on. But if you, like this morning, it was chilly walking out, but it wasn't chilly in the house.
No.
But the minute I go, you know, gee, that's cold, and I turn it to heat, then you should start thinking, I need to turn that humidifier on.
But you yourself don't really turn your heat on until sometime in December, January.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I keep my house so cold that I don't have heat in there. But the other thing I'd say, if you're turning your humidifier on, make sure you're going to be at home for the day, because you're turning water on to a little tube. And if that tube happens to crack or come out and water starts pouring in your basement and you happen to go to work, now you're going to have a flood in your basement that you wouldn't think a lot of water would come from a quarter-inch tube, but it can flood a basement pretty quick.
Yeah, and that is something your techs look at when they're doing their service, right? They turn that system on and off.
And they should be looking to replace the humidifier pad. I had a gentleman call me yesterday. He had a drum humidifier, and he replaced it with a steam humidifier. And, of course, in the steam humidifier, there's a canister that needs to be replaced, and that price of that canister is going up. And so now he was thinking of returning to the drum humidifier. And I basically said, on a scale of 1 to 10, you're an 8 or 9 with your steam humidifier, and if you put in a drum, you're 1. So I said, if you want your humidity to drop from a 9 down to a 1, put in a drum. Well, no, I'd like where my humidity is. Well, then you need to replace that canister. And he was quoting a number of like $130. But if humidity is important for pianos, furniture, artwork, a lot of wood in your home, $130 is pretty cheap.
Yeah, pretty cheap insurance.
Versus replacing all of those. So
this is a conversation that Steve, Dean, and I have frequently with customers when we're sitting down, just to balance that humidity level.
And static electricity is a key to that too, right?
Yep.
As soon as you start seeing the sparks happen, you know you're dry.
Spark the dog when you're petting them. So you're listening to the Inch by Inch, a home comfort show presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning, and we will be right back. The dream.
keep us going when the trials that we meet steal our hope. Lift your eyes and you'll see life's just a journey.
Looking at your guys' faces, I should say welcome back to Stump the Music Show.
Oh no, I got it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
I do.
What's your guess?
Personal faith.
Well, close.
Keep the personal
overcoming
faith.
Challenges.
It's dream.
Dream.
Because where were you?
Well, we were at the Western Fair.
Which is called?
Day of Dreams.
Oh. And so all the songs were done, like personal faith, believe, date, dream, the whole, there you go.
Think like Peter.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
It wasn't Boston. I couldn't.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yeah, one day I'll say Boston, and it will be, no, Boston's playing New York Yankees. Or, so, but no, that's what it was. And our last one is Don't Stop Believing by Journey.
No.
So I'm glad you guys, you know, you're a little better than Steve. Steve would have been looking at his phone, looking for help. People text into it. So, curling, I know we got to get a little bit of curling in there. The Learn to Curl or Start Curling this fall is going to take place at the St. Thomas Curling Club October 3rd, 4th, and 5th. And we have two times. You can come in the afternoon from 2 to 4, or you can come in the evening from 6 to 8. And then if you're, you know, want to just give it a try to see if you will join, there will be a director or like a postcard being mailed to homes in St. Thomas, Port Stanley, Dutton area. And if you bring that in, you can get 25% off a 6-week Learn to Curl program. And if you ever want to host an event, we held our year-end party at the Curling Club and did a Learn to Curl, played a little, I think, 2-end game, and then came up and had a dinner and awards and things like that. The Curling Club is available for that. You can go to rentals@stthomascurlingclub.com, and they can give you any answers on any of that. Or come out to Gear Links Home Hardware on next Saturday morning. I won't be on the radio. Steve will be sitting in this chair. We'll see how he does. It's been a while since he sat in this chair. And then I'll be over there throwing curling rocks. Keep that going.
And there's some big renovations coming to town with the St. Thomas Curling Club?
There is. We've got some, what would you call, posters made up that are at the club showing.
Renderings?
2.3, that's it. Yeah. Say that again?
Renderings.
Renderings.
I got that from my son.
Yeah. But a $2.3 million renovation that we're working at to raise the funds towards to update our lounge and area for make it accessible and the ice surface. So right now we have stairs everywhere, so it's not very accessible. But when the renovations are done, you'd be able to come in from the parking lot and go right out on the ice area, all one level, and
perfect.
It will be really nice. And we hope to make it more, it will be air conditioned, so it will become another community hall that will be able to be used during the summer. Right now we're not air conditioned. So we shut it down in April, and we open it up again in October. But this will allow people to have meetings or weddings, small weddings, things like that.
Oh, so very good.
We're doing a lot. It's kind of a dream. It's been, I think, proposed about 4 or 5 times and voted down. And this time, 95% of the members said, yes, let's go. So
good.
Now
good.
We just got to put the money all together and get it in place before all those factories come to town and all those people.
They are coming, yeah.
So we want to make sure the Curling Club's a place that people can go and gather.
Very good.
Things like that. So what's our next mailbag?
I got a question here. What causes a heat exchanger to crack, and why is it so dangerous?
Well, the dangerous part is a cracked heat exchanger will put carbon monoxide into your home. And what it does is, as your flame is burning, like on a high-efficiency furnace, it exhausts outside. So in the winter, you see steam. Mm. But that steam is also carrying the carbon monoxide out. But when you get a crack in the heat exchanger, that allows the carbon monoxide to get out of the heat exchanger into the airflow and now blowing into your home. And that's why we say every level of your home, or for sure outside every bedroom, has to have a carbon monoxide detector that has a digital readout. So the law says you just have to have a carbon monoxide. I say you need a digital readout, because, and it should read from zero, not 250. Because if it's at two, you look at it and go, well, that used to say zero. Why is it at two? Now you start investigating it. When it gets to 250, it's dangerous. The alarm's going to go off. But we want to find the problem before that happens.
As I understand it also, Peter, carbon monoxide moves around. It just doesn't go high, doesn't go low. Is that correct?
It mixes with the air. It's not a, you know, like propane or gas fumes will go drop, low.
Yep.
Not carbon monoxide. It mixes in. Now, what will cause it? Dirty filter. Because if your filter is plugged, the heat exchanger will get hot, and then the safety device will cut it off. It will get cool. Then the safety device will close, and now it gets hot again, and its expansion and contraction of the heat exchanger will cause that. Now, in our industry, we know where the weak points are in heat exchangers. So our tech sometimes would just go in with a mirror and go, yep, you got a crack, and what do you mean? You only been here 2 minutes. But we know what heat exchangers have weak points and where they will crack, so we're able to check it. Some even have what we call rivets that hold it together, and the rivet will pop off and lay on top of the secondary heat exchanger, and we very quickly can put a mirror in and see the rivets laying there, and we already know that there's a problem with the heat exchanger. So regular maintenance, regular service will catch that, but it's something that needs to be looked at.
Are the heat exchangers in today's high-efficiency units, are they better? Because a lot of materials that we see today aren't made better. They're just made for today.
They're made to transfer the heat better to the air, but they aren't made to last 30 or 40 years. So in the old days, they were a quarter inch thick.
Right.
But the heat transfer
was terrible.
Right. Maybe 50%, lucky if you got 60. Now they're very thin, and we get 95, 98% of the heat transferred into the air. But being that thin, that expansion and contraction with the dirty filter can cause them to crack pretty easily. So as long as they're maintained, as long as you're replacing that filter, they should last, you know, 12 to 15 years without a problem. But if you don't maintain it, or you don't change your filter, or you forget, you're going to crack it for sure. So we down to the end of our mailbag, or
we've got
a
couple more here. I see you're giving away Knights tickets on your Facebook page. Are you doing this all season?
Yes. Yep. So you go to Peter Inch and Associates, and you got to like it and follow us, and then we enter your name in on a spinning wheel. And then when we get all the names on it, we hit spin, and wherever it stops, that's the winner. We did it. You can see it when we did it for the Western Fair tickets and things like that.
Yeah. Are Murray and I available to win those prizes as well? Or
yeah.
Because of our association with the company? No.
You are, but Murray is. Murray was already given the opportunity to put his name down for two tickets.
Yeah, I have a date night with Kathy on the 7th.
So, but you can enter
all
it.
Right.
If John can enter it, right. Everybody can enter it. You know, it's only the all the owners and the employees all got a chance to put their name on beside a date, and they were given those tickets and then everything else. And they get to sit beside birthday lady Lynn Peterson and her husband Dan will be sitting in the two seats right next door. So,
and that's fine company to keep.
It is, for sure it is. So we want to make sure that everybody enjoys that. And then I think there was one about curling.
Yeah,
but we've already
when does curling start in St. Thomas?
So the October 3rd, 4th, and 5th is our guest week. Come in, take a look at the curling center and take a look at, give curling a try. We'll have instructors there from 2 to 4 and 6 to 8. And then if you want to join, all the leagues will be there that you can talk to the people at that point. So when we're not on the radio, you can reach us at 226-499-3752, or always online at peterinch.ca. You can listen to this show or any of our shows by going to peterinch.ca and hitting our podcast button at the top of the homepage. Remember, great service is only an inch away. We will see you next week.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.